my chitty. Ain't no fun, nobody ain't no fun. But a little bit of
cancer.
Episode 60, coming another Porchcast. Man, I really messed up those words.
What do you mean?
Coming
by,
another Porchcast.
What do you even mean by
that? We're on the porch. We're back on the porch.
Yeah, we relocated.
We already have been ripping. See, I hate this. I did it. I went into podcast voice. We are already having a great conversation, and it was something we should have hit record on.
Sure.
You're never going to hear it, listener, unless we time travel one day.
Unless we run out of stuff in the first 15 minutes, and we'll go, remember what we talked about?
Actually, they probably will hear it because all the microphones on all of our devices are on all the time, right?
True.
Didn't they come out and say that pretty much?
Well, the Gavaroni and cheese is listening to everything we do. And TikTok, Dr. TikTok.
Which is great. Like, it is funny to know that on the other end. Now, I know it's probably like some advanced AI, Allen Iverson, is figuring it out. But I like to think that there is just some guy assigned to everyone. Like, you have a guy at the Pentagon that just has to monitor the things you're saying and the things you're doing.
Are you doing internet jokes from 2 years ago? You never heard these about everybody's got their own FBI agent?
No.
Oh, dude, this was a big one with the ladies.
They're really?
Like, if my FBI agent could see what I'm doing, I'm eating hot Fritos and crying.
Damn, I hate when I do this because most of the stuff that I think is funny does turn out to be a meme from...
You're an elder statesman.
From when, like, it's a meme from when my kid was being born and I was, like, out of the loop because all I was doing was learning baby stuff. I was like, oh, they choke. Okay.
Yeah, when you got to the hospital, they're like, you weren't watching any fucking memes, were you?
Yeah, nothing. You weren't learning about your quote-unquote FBI agent, were you? I was like, they're listening.
They're playing TikTok dance songs, and they're like, does this ring a bell? And you're like, no. And they're like, you're going to be a great dad.
I'm just doing the dance in the chair, though. I'm like,
no, I fucked bap, up, bap. But I'm a loser.
Oh, to add to the ambiance, I think it's raining now, too.
Dude, we might be the sickest. I think the relocation is pretty good. We're missing some elements.
It's seasonal. It's a relocation until we're out here shivering and we're like, no, we could do another week out here, dude.
Kind of semi-seasonal until it starts to get a little bit below 60 and we're like, we're just going to go back inside.
Yeah, I'm sad and cold.
Although I'm eternally finding out that my apartment is overly cold. Do you keep your house cold or do you keep that thing warm?
Dude, I'm here all the time now. So
out in the porch.
They always have that joke of like the dad always is in control of the thermostat.
Yeah.
I have to be because I'm the one here and I'm the one that pays the bill.
Oh, you mean the actual house? You're in the house.
So, like, my house, it's old. It's 100 years old. So when it's cold, the house immediately is an ice box. Like, it was today. It was 76 degrees outside, and I was inside in like hoodie, sweatpants, because I didn't open the windows yet.
Yeah.
And it was colder inside the house than it was out because overnight it got down to the 50s.
True. So you would say you have an ice box where your house used to be?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
I got an ice box where my house used to be.
Al-Qaeda.
Icebox from Little Giants, great movie.
Icebox, great movie. And the guy with the sticky hands, was it a little racist that the kid
did you watch all of Little Giants?
Did I watch
Lil all of Giants?
I'll put you in a headlock and tickle your nuggets until you fucking understand. I've seen that movie 15 times.
Has there been a rapper, Lil Giants?
No.
There should be. And then like in his posse, they're all the same names. It's just Icebox is one of the rappers.
Yeah.
What was the quarterback's name? The hot kid. Is it weird to say, like, somebody was casting Little Giants.
Little boy. Yeah.
Yeah, they were casting Little Giants. And they're like, all right, we got a Jack kid to play Buzz or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And they're like, we need a hot kid.
Yeah.
We need a hot boy.
Just going through hundreds of kids in a New York audition and be like, just not hot enough.
Not hot enough.
You're just not hot enough.
Yeah, I mean, I believe this kid is a quarterback, but not a hot quarterback.
Yeah, they're like, it's back in the 90s, too. So they're like, look, you're not in the movie, but we have an island that we think you'll love. Jeffrey, take him away.
Look, Devin Sawa's too old for this one, so we got to cast someone else.
Dude, they made the black kid have sticky hands so he could take everything? Okay, yeah. That was unintentional.
They made the nerd a nerd.
Every one of those movies.
That writing is incredible.
Yeah.
You want to talk about typecasting? They literally just took the tallest, meanest looking kid and were like, you're the bully. Like, here's a buzz cut.
Yep.
They took the littlest kid, like, you're a nerd.
Yeah.
It's incredible, though. Greatest movie ever.
Early wokeness. They were like, we'll make the main chick a lesbian little girl.
They'll definitely... Oh, do you think they're going to start remaking those movies?
Yeah. Oh,
they're going to remake Little Giants.
Yeah.
And it's going to be terrible, because it's going to... They're going to make it have a message.
It'll be like the Penn Swimmer, but it'll be like a swim team, and it'll be like they're all trans, and they're all little kids, and then they still have a black kid who can catch anything. Like, he doesn't even need to do that for this movie. It was. They were so subtly like Benny the Jet Rodriguez and fucking. He could steal bases.
Yeah.
Stealing all the time.
Okay, now he's guys. Stealing genders.
True. He's acquiring. Well, they would make it real modern because they'd make.
He's acquiring genders. They'd be like, oh my God, Benny the Jet stealing it. He's stealing lesbianism.
They'd be like, you're killing me, Smalls, because he's a school shooter.
I want to go back to Lil Giants the rapper. You know rap, right?
I know. Actually, I don't. I used to think I knew rap. I think I'm an R&B sweet boy. I was with a bunch of my homie home dogs, my little sweet boys, and I was like, guys, we all like rap the same amount. And they go, you've exclusively played soulful black women in R&B this past hour. And I go, fellas, what are you guys getting at?
Dude, I'm telling you, old black ladies and white dudes are the same people. We love each other.
Hmm.
Deep down, we want the same things.
How do you figure?
We just want to be left alone.
No, I don't think that's just leave us alone. There's a lot of rambunctious.
We just want to listen to R&B.
I think we can help each other in a lot of ways.
We
want
to wear cool church hats.
We do like cool church hats.
There needs to be dude church hats. Why do girls just get to wear church hats?
Dude church hats are like the Irish fucking, the paperboy hat that like your uncle wears. Oh,
the Jeff caps?
That he
the Peaky Blinder hats?
Yeah, he pulls out his nice one for a Christmas Eve mass. It's like, it's the same one.
No, it sucks though. Like those Jeff caps, like every once in a while you do see someone wear one.
Yeah.
That wears it well. And that's the reason that but not well enough that you'd ever get one, but you're like, that's why these things are still being made. I just watched Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney from It's Always Sunny, their new show.
Mm.
They bought a football team in England, and it's Wrexham. I think it's called Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh.
And the opening like scene is telling the story of it, and then it cuts to Rob McElhenney and Ryan Reynolds on the field, like the middle of the pitch,
yeah,
as they call it.
Let's go.
And Ryan Reynolds is just dressed like a new age Peaky Blinder, but he's making it work because he's Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, well that's
but amazing. But then some dude seeing that and he's like, I'm gonna dust off the old Jeff cap and wear it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear it out tonight, babe.
I have a friend.
I'm gonna wear it out to this open mic and some guy's gonna call me a fucking asshole.
I have a friend who's a 27-year-old man who is adamant about wearing one, and he's a beefy kid.
No,
he's an old football player.
Does he have a beard?
He's trying. He does a roller on his cheeks, he told me last weekend. And listen, this guy's batting 1,000. Look, he's my dog to the day I die. But Austin, you got to burn the hat. His fiance is like, the hat is driving us apart. You got to get rid of it.
And
he's
like, no. I buy and wear enough things that like my wife is like, come on, what the fuck is that? And it's not even like, I bought a shirt that I think is like UV protection shirt. It's basically a swim shirt, you know, like fat kids wear swim shirts. It's basically a swim shirt, but I got it for like going on long runs in the sun so I don't die of melanoma.
Fairish.
But I also bought the one that was like from a surf company, and it looks like, from a distance it looks like just like a design, but it turns out it's like depth charts, like, you know, when you look at water and there's the depth charts. That's what they made the design, and I was like, it kind of looks cool, whatever. Dude, I'm only gonna wear it to run and to kayak, so I might as well get nautical.
Or a shaker cup? You can't have different.
I don't know. I don't know what I am.
What are you?
But like that's even a lot. And I literally just wear it now around the house, so no one sees it.
Yeah, but is that worse?
No, because it's like
that's not true.
Jeff Cap guy has to like pull out. He has to like go through a couple of them. So that's what I was saying. So Ryan Reynolds makes it work. I've seen one other guy make the Jeff Cap work
again. But go ahead.
So let me paint a picture of this guy. So one of my good friends has partial season tickets to the Eagles. He's like been in this group for a couple years, and it's a group of like six dudes, I think, that are all like in on the ticket together. So they go tailgate together too.
Yeah.
Even if they're not going to the game, they'll go tailgate. Two guys will go in, the rest go home. They have like a sick tailgate, and the guy that runs it pulls up like and has a whole stash of like really good booze in the back of his car. He basically built a bar into the back of his car, which is like, you're trying really hard.
It's tough.
And he also just is, he knows, he'll put on music that is like, it's annoying because it's like, he'll come up and be like, you know, with this inspired what you love.
Don't
like,
tell me what
you know,
inspired
this,
it.
This like jazz from the 60s actually inspired punk rock.
Mm.
But then he'll like turn it up and you're hammered or you're stoned and you're like, damn it, this song is awesome. It is a great song.
Yeah.
It's like when you hear like the original track from like a rap song and then you hear something that they sampled and you hear the original and it's from 1965 and you're like, man, that Earth, Wind & Fire song is fucking amazing.
Those things are not mutually exclusive.
So this guy, like, he owns it pretty well, and he's one of those people where you could just be like, man, you're a fucking loser, and he'd be like, I know, right?
Yeah.
And you're like, damn it, you're even cool about not being cool.
Yeah, the owning it makes it real hard to make fun of somebody.
That guy is the only other person. And it was funny because I went into the Eagles game the one time with him and my friend, and there was a dude two rows ahead of us that had the exact same hat on. Oh. So we were like, what are the odds? And we're hammered. We're like throwing stuff at him. We're like, look.
And he's like, yeah, I fucking hate this hat. He said, my uncle died this morning. I'm wearing it as honor.
Do you hate when you're out in public and or anywhere, and if you're wearing something and someone's wearing the exact same thing? Has that happened to you a lot in your life?
I actually had this exact thing. I was at the King of Prussia Mall. Heard of it? Dumbass.
K.O.P.
K.O.P. Cop Mall. A lot of cops
heard of
there.
It? I used to work at the Chili's across the street, my friend.
Really?
Yeah, no. I want my baby back.
That's it. Okay, well, you can have her because she's, you know.
She actually just went to bed. She said night-night to you. You saw her earlier.
Okay. Well, it did get a little chilly out here.
Yeah.
We went there and fucking... I saw a guy wearing a shirt. I thought I found a cool guy's shirt, a cool rugby shirt, and I went,
this?
No, I was kidding. I was making fun of Chili's. John just offered me a blanket on the podcast. That's the sweetest shit of all time.
He's a gentleman.
We were walking around, and I saw a guy wearing a shirt that I thought was like, when I bought the shirt, I went, who else fucking got it cooking and kicking like I do, buying the shirt, fashion find, eat my pussy from the back, dude. And then I saw two.
That's what it says on the back of the shirt.
It is, yeah,
it's like one of those shirts. It's like, I love the Lord and I own guns.
Yeah, it's like an oversized like Travis Scott Nike collab. That's like $300 that I bought. And fucking, and I saw not a one guy, but two guys wearing them.
They're not both, a one guy.
Not a one guy. Now they were both Hispanic. That has nothing to do with it. That just happened to happen. But I thought I was wearing something cool and unique. Turns out all the SAs got it, and I'm not that cool or unique.
Yeah, but nothing is cool and unique.
Tell to the guy wearing Birkenstocks and sandals in the middle of your goddamn house, dude.
Yeah, but there's another dude that just does that. Yeah. Even I'm not knocking it. It's like, that's your thing. That's your comfort level.
Does he got Krispy Kreme like this? Now, you don't know what that means, and neither do I, but it's a fair question.
I think unless you're making your own clothes, which don't ever be that guy.
There's a place down the street from my apartment that they make altered clothing, and I went, so that place is called Available Rent Space in 3 months?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's, 90% of the businesses along that main strip. True. There's the mainstays, like here in the downtown area. All the restaurants that'll be here forever. But then there's also ones that are like, well, I shouldn't even say this. There's a taxidermist that's been there forever at the end of my street.
Yeah.
But then there's one that's like, well, we do falafel in the morning, but the falafel is made out of duck.
Yeah.
And by duck, we mean duck shit. Yeah. And at night, we just print one t-shirt. And this is our business storefront. You're like.
And by duck, we also mean duck because it's a dodgeball tournament at night.
Yeah. No, we sell artisan dodgeball.
I can't get into that. But speaking of the Jeff Cap, fucking Jeff Dahmer. You watch any of the new doc?
My boy's made names, Dahmer, dude.
Really?
You think I don't know this story in and out?
Really?
Me and Jeff, it's Uncle Jeff. Well, he's a distant relative of mine now.
DDN,
I married into the Doms.
DDNGF is a big crime podcast gal.
Because she is.
Oh, yeah. We're watching and she's like, he's obsessed with that jogger and he was really wanted to kill him. And I was like, shut up, dork.
I love now that it's like,
she's wonderful. She listens to this podcast.
I'm a victim of this too. I'm a culprit of this. I do it all the time too, where like I'm into something that everybody else is into in my age range. But now like you're out of the norm if you don't listen to stuff about people getting abducted and murdered.
Well, no, she does. She knows a ton, so we're watching it.
Oh, they all do. Woman knows now.
And I'm like, I got the covers pulled up. I'm like, man, Jeff is scary. And she's like, yeah, do you want to know a fun fact? And I was like, yeah, let it rip. But we were watching it.
All ladies just want to get munched by a psychopath now.
Well, I think they're watching him, and he's the unattainable. He's the angel of their eye because he's a gay god. He goes, I don't want to even eat you. And they go, oh, please. And then he goes, no. By the way, who's hornier than gay guys? Jeff Dahmer, weird way to talk. He's a creepy dude, and he's still got guys coming back to the creep.
But you got to think it's back then, too, where it was like if an opportunity arose, they had to take it. Because it's not like now where like a gay dude can hop on his phone and be like, I can have a dude over here in 10 minutes. It was like, this opportunity is presenting myself. I don't know when there's going to be another guy in here. It's just right. Like, back then, it was like you had to take advantage of the moment, literally.
Yeah.
So, I think it was. He probably had it a lot easier back then.
Dude, Jeff Dahmer was
plus
hopping
those
on
sick moves he had in there. The guy who plays him, too, is awesome. Like,
Evan
he's
Peters?
An incredible actor.
Yeah, he's so good.
I only knew him from American Horror Story, which I think is all he's really been in, right?
He was in, like, the X-Men and shit.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
Jeff Dahmer would hop on the old meat grinder.
Do you think that's where they got the name Grinder?
It's a little on the nose, dude. It's a little on the nose.
Yeah, well, he was on the nose. He was eating the ears. He was eating everything.
He was economical. It's just funny that every time people would walk in, they'd had a running bit throughout the series where it's like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
And they're like, I just got some spoiled pork
chops. It was funny to see how the, I think we were like two or three episodes in, but to see how the the lie progressed.
Yeah.
They did a good job of that. Like, in the beginning, he's just like, my family sent me meat.
Yeah.
And then it, like, went forward to, like, my family sent me pork chops. And yeah. then he, like, stuck to the lie.
Well, they appeal. They make him kind of likable. And they really appeal to the bros in one of the episodes where they're like, so his parents leave. He's 17. And he just fucking boozes, drives around, and tries to fuck dudes. And you're like, this guy rules.
There's another movie about his younger years. I think it's called My Classmate Jeff or something like that. It's actually the sequel to Little Giants. It's Little Dahmer's. But yeah, he runs annexation of Puerto Rico. Yeah. And
the ice box is where he puts all the meats, dude.
The stickiness on his hand, his actual human excrement. But it's about like why he was the way he was. So it just focuses on like his adolescence into teenage years, and it ends right before his first kill.
Yeah.
So you get to see how he's insane. In high school, I knew this too from listening to Little Stinkers. Shout out, good podcast, Mike Rainey, Jake Matera, and John Del Calo. If you want to listen to a good murder podcast, Little Stinkers. That's just a free plug.
Sure.
I'm just a fan of it. So they talked about it too, but like he was like the crazy class clown. Like he would do stuff in high school. I forget what they called it, but it had like a name for it. They're like,
doing a Dahmer?
Yeah, doing a Dahmer. That's
an episode of it, yeah.
Okay, so I haven't gotten to that part yet. But
he just does an impression of a retarded guy. That's really what it is.
So it was that, and then he would just like throw his lunch tray across the room or something like that. I always get that mixed up too with, I think it's in Wet Hot American Summer.
Yeah.
They just have the kid keep playing pranks. You know, get Jeffrey Dahmer mixed up with witty comedies.
There must have been some retarded guys watching that trial, like Vindication. Like, we got him. No more doing a Dahmer anymore, dude.
I mean, his demise was the ultimate vindication.
Yeah, true.
Google it, listener. We're not going to go into. We're not a raunchy podcast.
I kind of don't know exactly what happened. I know he got his butt kicked.
Yeah.
In jail, but I think his
butt wasn't just kicked during that.
Oh.
I think there was a broom handle that went somewhere. I'm pretty sure the story goes.
That rules. Yeah. That's sick. That's a good little Jeff pop.
But what else? Rap. When we're talking about rap,
I don't know.
I did want to ask you. So, I was listening to. I think I was listening to Lil Wayne when I was running, and then I just hit like. Lil Wayne create a station, so it just goes to random people, and it also went to the FN Mecca.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of that? The whole thing is the AI generated rapper.
No.
So there was an AI generated rapper that just looked like it. So basically, I guess it's like an NFT is like the image of this guy.
Yeah.
But it just took what like everyone thinks like the algorithm of what everyone loves in rap. And it put out a song, but it got shut down because it was saying the N-word too much.
Yeah.
So they shut it down.
Oh, that sucks.
But then if you listen to it, it does. There was one line. They were talking about it on Stoner Dad, so they played it. And there's one line where he's like, I'm just icing with my boys like we hockey. And you're like, oh my God, incredible bars.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, they're AI generated. So that listening to that then sparked me just like hitting random. And it gave me some guy. So I know there's NBA. What's the name?
NBA Youngboy.
Youngboy. So is there a movement of rapper names and like NFL, NBA? Because there was a guy that was NCAA something.
Oh,
came up on my Spotify. I gotta try to find it. But his name was like NCAA Bad Boy or something like that.
Well, I think there's a name for anything now because you don't even have to be signed to put your music out. Like with SoundCloud and shit like that.
But what I didn't know, like what's NBA? What is NBA Young
Boy? NBA Young Boy.
NBA Young Boy.
The youngest of boys.
What's the NBA stand for? National Basketball Association?
I don't even think
because I want to be MLB Johnny from now on.
I think it comes to you in a dream. I don't think you decide it. I think he woke up.
No, I decided in that moment. I stopped and yelled at my Siri, hey Siri, write down MLB Johnny in a note.
No.
So my new rap name is MLB Johnny.
Yeah, it comes to you like as a kind of an apparition. And when he went to bed one night and he was like a 5'11 ginger white guy, and he woke up the next day 6'5 and black, and he's like, now I'm NBA Young Boy.
Yeah.
And then he just put out horrific songs.
Well, then I was also thinking, was it just like the like how Childish Gambino got his name in the random name generator?
Yeah.
His was the Wu-Tang name generator, and it came up Childish Gambino, so he kept that.
Yeah, that made me want to beat him to smithereens.
Though. Yeah,
I didn't think that was that cool beans, to be totally honest.
You don't like Childish Gambino?
I liked him when I was 16, and then I went, I noticed I'm not 16 anymore, and he's annoying. I just didn't appreciate.
Damn, you know. I love Joe's Gaming.
I think my
generation does, because we were just like, oh, it's that guy we saw do comedy.
Yeah, it's always nice to see a white guy win. But I'm kidding. Come on. I just never liked. You listen to his old songs and some of the bars that you thought were like, oh, how
did you like Donald Glover?
Like, as a comedian?
Comedian, like.
I'm telling you, when anything? I was 16, I watched a special on YouTube. I watched all.
Were you watching all of his the sketches too that he was doing?
No, I didn't see like a lot of
Bro Rape.
Oh, I like on the.
It was that Derek comedy. It was called.
Yeah,
they're all now famous. Like the one guy's just always in commercials.
Yeah. I can't. There was like a very popular.
Bobby Moynihan was on a few of them before SNL.
What the fuck?
But that's why I think I liked him, because I was like, oh, that's that guy I used to watch on College Humor.
Yeah.
When I was a freshman in college. You would have been, like, in middle school.
I mean, he had some good... Like, the one bit he has about the fucking kid saying the meanest thing, and he's like, that's why his mom's in a fucking wheelchair. Like, those were good bits back
then.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
But Again, I was listening to the other day, because my DDNG is a big Childish Gambino fan. So I was listening to the lyrics pretty closely, and I went...
Damn, you're just dating me and a girl younger for him.
Yeah, true.
He knows a lot about Dahmer. Yeah. Big CB fan.
And again, gonna totally rescind that door comment earlier, because I'm scared of the wrath I may face. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
yeah. Also, we need all the listeners we can get. If she's like, fuck you, dude, I'm done listening.
True.
That's a huge dent to the multi-million dollar operation we got running.
That is true. We can return this studio that we definitely... This is all... I wonder if I can write this off if we ever made money.
Yeah, you can write it off.
We're doing all this and turning it into a studio.
No, yeah, I would.
Just a project that took me 3 months that should have took me 4 days.
I like hearing a lot of different ways to do tax evasion. To do, like, not rich guy tax evasion, dude, writing shit off? Fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
I sell shoes on Facebook Marketplace, and I'm scared the IRS might come for my funds, dude. We're talking
funds.
1,200 bands I got sitting in fucking Zuckerberg's pocket right now that the IRS doesn't know shit about.
NCAA Youngboy is his name. Also known online as Lil Peanut. No, he isn't. Come on. And it's P-N-U-N-T. Peanut. Lil Peanut. Hello, I'm Lil Peanut.
These are just it sounds like
a it sounds
here.
Like an old Jewish guy with a puppet. Like, oh, yeah. Hey, I'm Mordecai, and this is Lil Peanut.
This is Lil Peanut. Go ahead, talk about it.
Well, it's the same Jewish voice though, just coming out of the puppet,
and he still moves his mouth.
Yeah,
that's I want that to be the bit.
You get it anyway. Yeah, Borscht Belt comedy.
I want to put my hands on every ventriloquist I know, except for that one guy who used to go to High Note. He's a sweet boy. He also got jacked. But no, ventriloquism.
Did he get jacked?
Yeah, he got jacked, dude.
Jacked.
Jacked. Big boy.
The guy with
body.
The long hair?
Yeah.
Really?
Jacked in hell.
Like swole?
Swole's up.
Like a big old gentleman?
Big old thick dude.
Big old feller.
But God rest his soul.
He's going to come face to face with MLB Johnny one day, and I'm not going to have any fucking time to not.
What are you going
to
do? What are you going to do when you're MLB Johnny? What are these new
nothing.
Different
I'm,
life
no,
choices?
I'm, if rappers can just change their name to rap, I can just change my name to just go about my life.
Yeah, but you got to stop wearing glasses.
I want to have to log into a Zoom call and be like, MLB Johnny's here.
Yeah, but if you wear glasses, they'll be like, this horse shit. And
no.
Then you take them off and then you went, whoa.
I'm just being me.
That's your Clark Kent.
Being who I want to be.
You take the glasses off.
If I take, no, I have a reverse Superman. If I take the glasses off, I am incapable of performing the most medial task. I'm so blind.
Okay, true.
So blind. Like, can't see your face right now.
Yeah, I can't see my face when I'm with you. Dude, well, I went to a fucking eye doctor appointment, and this is the most embarrassed. I don't think I've talked about it on the podcast. This is the most embarrassed I've ever felt. A joke went over my head that a doctor made to me, because I was just like, doctors don't like these jokes.
Doctor jokes.
No, this was an all-timer. This guy was the dog of all dogs.
Yeah.
I sat down there.
Where was it?
Fucking in a strip mall.
Okay.
So I was like, you're a doctor, right? And he's like, whatever, dude. Do you want to do this or not? And so I sat down and he's like.
I am today.
He goes, he runs through the whole thing and he's like, cool. And he's like, you got a girlfriend, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's just like a cool guy. He's a nice guy. He's like, everything came back normal. Your pressure looks good. He's like, I just want to look at this. And he goes, what it might be is like, because my eyes were just like delayed when I was seeing stuff. I just had slowed like vision or whatever. So he was like, you have these like rods and cones in your eyes. And he's like, you know, they do different things where they'll take the light in and they reflect it and they flip it in your eyes so that you can see it and interpret it in your brain, whatever. He's like, give me the full breakdown. And he goes, and the rods and the cones, he's like, the cones can be different sizes. And he goes, like, black guys tend to have bigger cones. And then he kind of looked at me and I thought he was just giving me like a fact. Because I was like, a doctor would never say that to me. So I went, oh, okay. And he kind of looked at me like, ah, shit, I shouldn't have said that. Dude, I got in my car and it clicked and I was like, fuck. That guy's the man.
You were not at an eye doctor.
No, I definitely wasn't.
Turns out I was just It's in a smoke shop.
Yeah, the back of that Ross wasn't his office. Yeah.
Just some doc was blowing vape smoke into my eyes. Yeah, and he was like, can you see better? I was like, crystal clear, bro.
And he's like, doesn't farts sound funny on a student desk chair? But he, no, I was like,
wait, do you remember here? That's a Dan Soder bit.
What, a fart in the fucking.
He talks about how back in the day, he's like, you get that chair with the three slats in the back and you can play chords. You can be like,
you can mix one of those with a fucking shower fart and you can hear the angels sing. Mm. But yeah, this guy was the boy of the year and I didn't even realize it in real time.
He had a rods and cones.
I almost clawed my eye out to go back in. They were cones. Great film.
Oh, are you a big Rod guy or a big Cone guy when it comes to Vision?
I stay fucking Rod Thorne, the former GM.
I've been leaning more Cone.
Nah, you're not a Cone guy, dude.
Nah.
You know who's a Cone guy?
Ice Cream Cone, David MLB Cone. Johnny, dude. MLB Johnny loves cones. I do love a good waffle cone.
I tried to talk shit on ice cream cones the other day.
I got a parking cone right out there.
Really? How'd you get your mitts on one of those?
I'm coned up.
You are coned up.
I got a funnel. That's a cone.
Yeah, you've been funneling since day one.
I got a funnel for working on my vehicle.
Yeah.
AKA putting washer fluid in.
Dude, you know it would be a funny bit if you start telling people that you drive a vintage car and pull up in your Cherokee and just like commit to like, yeah, this is just like a 2012.
I think to be a vintage car, it only has to be 25 years old.
Not bad.
So there is, so cars, so I, how long have I had my license? Whoa. So the car I had a like a 01 Nissan Sentra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an 01. So damn, that car would be approaching vintage.
Well, you could just take, dude, take the fucking Cherokee and do like the Ship of Theseus thing, where it's like just put a bunch of old parts in it that are like 25 years old, but keep the body of the Cherokee and go, it's a 25-year-old car.
Yeah.
Most of the components are 25 years old.
Also, don't ever just throw out a thing like the Ship of Theseus and like a it's thing like, I know.
It's the concept of like if you have a ship and over the years you keep putting new parts on it, when does it become a new ship? Mm.
So you I seriously, okay. You so piece by piece, it's a, I seriously, yeah, okay.
Yeah, dude.
Now, that's kind of like a metaphor for life, though. Like, you're shedding enough of your skin. Do you think, like, you think you're, like, is heart tissue, like, regenerative? Is any of your tissue in your body regenerative while you're alive?
Yeah, my fat dick, dude.
I guess it really isn't, though. But now I'm just having, like, way too deep of a thought.
Yeah, at what point do you shed the skin of Johnny and become MLB Johnny?
Yeah.
That's a fair question.
I think mine's more of a, like, in the moment. Like someone throws up a bat signal kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I find a phone booth.
Well, a baseball bat because you play minor league baseball.
Here's what it is. It's whenever I put a fitted hat on and I listen to Lil Wayne, yeah. I become MLB Johnny.
Sure.
I got to go get like one of my MLB fitteds.
Yeah.
You put and I go on. I go low crown pre-curve on my MLB fitteds because that's just who I am. That's
sure.
Well, I've always been a pre-curve kind of guy.
Anytime you walk in a room, people go, he's crowning.
I don't like a high crown. I like a low crown.
You're a low crown.
I'm a low crown bad boy.
You're an LCK.
Actually, that's the name of my first album as MLB Johnny is Low Crown, Low Down.
Low Crown, Low Down.
Low Crown.
Low Down.
The Low Crown, Get Down. Get Down on the Ground.
Yeah.
Get. And it's just me doing, what's his name? I was a Gillian Keeves. Gilly the Kid.
Lil Nas X.
Gilly the Keeves. There's got to be a sketch of that. It's just,
dude, I'll tell you what. That shit's going to be incredible.
It's so just watching the little bit that they put out. I think I'm doing the pre-order for it. We don't have to. All right. We suck their dick way too much on this podcast anyway.
Dude, close friend of ours.
Close and personal friend of ours.
No. You should fucking listen to Lil Wayne, wear a flat brim hat, drive into Camden, get scared, and go home. And but while you're in Camden, for those 2 seconds that you're not scared, you are
I'm MLB Johnny.
You're MLB Johnny.
A teardrop tattoo appears on my face, but it's just the MLB logo.
Sure.
That's pretty bad. That's pretty good.
I'm not mad about that.
That's pretty bad, but like in a good way. Do they still say that?
Like fat?
That's
P-H-M-T.
Bad, man.
Yeah, tell the lady she's fat.
What's your rap name?
Probably just like Big Dick Dominance or like the Way or like one of those two things, like The Way. But then
the
it
way.
Could also be interpreted as Whey Protein.
The Way. I was going to say The Way, but it's spelled like Whey Protein.
And then I'll gain a little weight and I'll just be like The Weight. And then like I'll also be like, you're waiting for me to lose weight. I shed my skin.
And then when you retire, about. You can be like, the wait is over, but it's actually you retiring.
Yeah. I do a public suicide.
That's a good mind fuck. You're like, yo, the wait is over, but you're actually telling them, no, I'm done doing
this. I'm going to kill myself in a public setting. Yeah, I'm going to.
Oh, we thought a new album was coming.
I want to give Slappy Top to a handgun. That's a beautiful time. What did you do? Anything fun this weekend? I'm trying to think. Oh, dude, I went to... Let me tell you this.
I did have some
crazy
things.
Little
you
guy.
Tell me things, and I'll tell you things.
I went to a pumpkin patch.
Woo!
And...
Damn, you do have a girlfriend. You're right.
Yeah, dude. I love that stuff, though. I was like, it's half my idea. I'm a fall little girl.
Oh, I love fall.
I'm a sweet fall girl.
Get me started.
It is funny when you're doing cute, like, date shit, and midway through, you're like, it's funny that I'm just doing this because of, like... like you eat food to like have substance, you fucking right. go to exercise so you can keep your body fit, but sometimes you just do things to be doing that thing. So we were on a hayride and it was just her and I, and then just like these two women that were with a small kid. There's another group with like a small kid.
Yeah.
There's a third group with a small kid. And then it's just like two 20 fucking 5 year olds, 26 year olds, and just sitting on there and being like, so we're just kind of like sitting. This guy's driving a tractor trailer.
I hate to kind of break it to you, but that's just kind of what life becomes.
No.
When you get older.
Don't say that.
You mix in like fun. And it is fun. you genuinely just start to find fun in doing all those things.
No, it was fun. I
like taking a ferry to Philly. Like, he told me that like 4 years ago.
Well, I think it was more.
I spent
was...
a Saturday morning taking a ferry to Philly. I'd be like, I don't know, was there a sick concert going on the other no, side? I like, no, it's just hot.
I hear you. That's fair. And it was fun in the process. I think it was more because we were supposed to get like dropped off at a patch.
It's more you're making memories now. It's you're also, not yeah. doing like I think that, and you're making better memories. They always say that like that night was like a movie about like going out and drinking, but like. Yeah. That's not the shit you remember when you're older. Like,
yeah,
that's why I'm happy. Like now it's weird. Like as I'm doing those things, I remember doing these things with my parents when I was a
true.
Kid. So I'm glad that that's there.
That's fair. Yeah. That's
like
a fair one.
Fall stuff. We always did cool fall stuff. We would go to like Inner Harbor in Baltimore in like President's Day weekend. And we would just like go down there. My dad and I would go get scalper tickets to like, and it was when the Orioles were good.
Yeah.
So you can get, I'm starting really poor. You could get like postseason tickets from a scalper like once the game started for like nothing.
Yeah,
they would just be like, give me like $40 and you can go in.
That kind of,
so we'd go do cool stuff like that too. So now I'm like, I'm basically trying to recreate all the cool shit that happened to me when I was a kid.
That's fun.
Which is I'm it's fun, like, or the stuff that I wanted to do when I was little, like
be a girl.
Yeah, be a girl, you know. Get my toe into the water dream, transitioning,
dude.
You
know. Lucky you.
Yeah.
All those pretty dresses. Which I could
have putting bows in her hair. I'm learning. I'm now having to YouTube how to do a ponytail.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, and like I have to know how to because I get her ready all the time.
I do the same thing with Zach.
It's so...
yeah, sit on my lap. I give him the roller coaster.
You guys like, have oh. the fake mannequin heads and you're practicing together?
Yeah.
How's this your day?
Scaly.
Check it out. French braid.
He does a French accent. We, yeah.
Check it out, French braid. Give me a croissant. Am I right?
I'm like, have you showered ever? But we, yeah, no, it was good. And then we.
She just picking lice out of his head.
No, it's actually just rice. He went face first into a Chinese restaurant. anyway. But it was sick. And then they were like, this is like the fucking, we're both just fucking scoundrels. Cause right after we're like, you saw there's a beer garden here, right? You notice the beer garden sign. So, and you go there and they go, it's closed. And we go, why? Just cause it's 11:30 on Friday.
Yeah.
Weirdos. So instead we got a chili cheese dog in its place.
Nice.
And that was a little Ooh. Sweet date.
Did you guys both have diarrhea afterwards or?
Yeah. Well, she went out drinking and I went back to the house and did mine in peace. Oof. Yeah. She had to do it at some fucking shitty porta potty.
Yeah. Oh, that's no fun.
I imagine. I'm not saying she doesn't do that kind of crap, dude.
Oh, we never talked about my almost panic attack in a porta potty a couple weeks ago.
I don't think
we started talking about it, I think, last episode. We went to...
You had a PAPP?
Yeah, phew, it was not good. We were over at... There was a... Oh, the we were talking about going to the thing you were at, and you left early, and then we were there, the Sipping on Station thing.
Mm-hmm.
That later on, there was like... It was like pretty rowdy, little raucous night. All like the youths, there was a pack of like
young youths,
like 8-year-old to 9 to 10-year-old boys, a pack of them just running around Rome and just doing boy things.
And you saw them, you didn't feel anything.
No,
I just want to make that clear to the listener.
I wanted to murder some of them eventually. That's fair. The punchline of this story.
Okay,
so they were running around, so I was like, all right, I had to keep because I was on kid duty, so I'm like, I got to keep an eye on like those swarming packs because that's where my daughter will run right into the middle of it and just get mowed over them. Of them running by. They don't see her, which I get it. I wouldn't see her if it wasn't my kid. So I'm like chasing around, like trying to keep him away from her and blah, blah. And then like she ends up crapping in her pants, as kids do.
They be crapping.
And I was just like, I don't know where I'm going to change her at this outdoor festival. So there was a big porta potty on the end.
Yeah.
And that's what these are for. They're for that and handicapped people.
Yeah.
So I go in there and I'm like, all right, got this. I'm like, getting her changed, she's still just standing there in her shoes, no diaper. I'm trying to put a diaper back on her, but it's like a pull-up one, so I gotta put her feet through it. And in that moment, it's like dark, my phone keeps falling off that has the light. That pack of kids is running by the backs of the porta potties and slamming their fists into all of them.
Oh, I hate
and
it.
Then shaking every couple of them. And she starts to get scared. So I immediately like Dude, it's so funny. As soon as she's scared, I look around. I'm like, who do I have to punch in the face? Who did this? Yeah. And it'll be like, oh, it was the scary TV show. She's or something like happened in the show, and it was spooky, and it got her like scared.
Yeah.
So she looks scared, and I'm like pissed because I'm sweating in the store. I'm like trying to not have her reach her hand into the porta potty.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's a fight. And they ran by, and I was like, all right, guys. And I gave him one of those, like, because yeah. I was on the end. So I figured they would hear me. I was like, haha, all right. And then they came by and did it again. And it's as I'm like struggling even more. My phone's about to fall into the toilet.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right. And then like they start rocking the one next to me.
Oh.
So it shook mine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to kill Diesel. But I'm like trying to keep it together because she still hasn't seen me freak out.
Yeah.
Like I don't want her to see. And I don't like snap a lot.
Yeah.
I don't want my 2-year-old daughter to see that.
Sure.
Like in a porta potty. That's going to be imprinted on her brain. She's going to be like at a music festival and she's like 20. And they'd be like, and you can just go over and use the porta potty over there. And she's like, no, I can't use him.
Daddy's going to be mad if I go in the porta potty.
So, like, I'm, like, trying to keep it together. And I'm, like, walking out a big smile on my face. Like, let's get ice cream.
Didn't say anything to these young rapscallions?
They were already, like, gone. And there were so many, like, packs of them. I couldn't just grab one random kid and be like, knock it the fuck off. Because there's a good chance his parents are probably right there.
Yeah, you'd have to play
then I'm getting my ass beat in front of my daughter.
True. Yeah, if you got jumped by 8-year-olds.
And throughout this whole thing, I was sober, too. So I was, like, sober, sweaty, wanted to go home. I come back over, and everyone was, like, having a fun conversation. I'm, like, here. And I just, like, put her down.
Yeah.
Everyone's, like, you good? I'm, like, I almost just had to murder an 8-year-old.
Yeah,
like,
this is a non-context.
And then it's, like, I don't even want to give the full story. And I'm, like, there was a porta-potty and an 8-year-old, and I almost had to kill him. I'm, like... Yeah, it was just, but it was, I was like getting close to like, there were so many emotions and like everything crossing through my brain at one time that I was like verge of a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I've only had, I think I've had one panic attack in my life.
They're fun.
It was a hangover induced panic attack. Bad one.
Yeah, same.
I was driving, I think we talked about that before. I was driving back from Boston. We went up to Boston with a bunch of friends. Got hammered and we're driving back. It's the next morning. Like it was a long weekend of boozing. And we're driving back, and I'm driving my wife's car. We were just dating at the time, and there's two other people in the back seat, and everyone's talking, and I'm hungover, and all of a sudden we're going downhill on this highway, and I just get tunnel vision, and my hands lock up.
Yeah,
I couldn't move them. Like if something drove in front of us in that moment, I would not have been able to swerve. My hands would not move. So I'm like calmly trying to like take my foot off of the gas. Like, all right, let's slow down. You can do this. But I'm having a panic attack. And I just had to like sit there and I'm like, hey guys, I'm having a panic attack right now. They're having like the time of their life. They're playing car games. They're like, I spy. And I'm like, hey guys, I spy a really bad breakdown in my future. Like,
yeah.
So I had to pull over like slowly. And I'm like, okay, someone put the car in park.
Yeah.
And then like finally once the car settled and I could take my hands off the wheel, I just sat on the side of the road and just had to like catch my breath. Never had another panic attack since then. I've had been close to him, like stuff with like the baby of like she fell off the bed and hit her head one time and I was like freaking out, but it's like my mind kicked into like I got to take care of her mode.
Yeah, you take the action.
So it was like other than if she wasn't there and something like that happened, which would be a different situation, I would have panicked. But like I had to figure out if she's okay. But yeah,
well,
that's I haven't
like an
had...
actionable something made you feel panicked. Like,
yeah,
panic attacks are funny because you're literally like, whoa, what if I just stopped breathing? I literally woke up. This was like 4 or 5 weeks ago I had one. It was the same thing. I was drinking the night before. I imbibed in the herb that same night. And then I woke up at like
basil.
I just was eating.
Hey, if I put too much on my pizza late night, yeah, I have some
fat
dreams.
Fat Italian lady assaulted me with pierogies. Not pierogies. Fucking God damn it. I ruined the joke. But I woke up at like 4 or 5 in the morning and I was like.
Italian pierogies are just calzones.
It's just milkies.
Yeah.
Which is still incredible.
Yeah.
You could put them right in my. But we, I woke up like 4 or 5 in the morning. I'm like, am I breathing weird? I feel like I'm breathing weird. Just in my bed, covered in sweat.
Yeah.
Just like shirtless, laying just like short. So I'm not like fucking like wearing too many clothes or anything.
Right.
And just like, I was like, I have to be breathing weird. Why can't I breathe deep? And then you stand up and you're like, what if my parents died? What the fuck? That would suck. Am I going to run out of money?
And then, your brain's like, all right, here's all the things you've been holding back for the last 3 months. And you're like, There's a rush of it.
Dude, I was just pacing back and forth in my bedroom. Finally, I lay down on my bed, and my body's like, you could drown. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense, but I'm with you. And then I stand right back
up.
Well,
you do sleep in a waterbed.
True. So, yeah, dude, Freddy Krueger pops out of it.
You sleep in a waterbed with sharpened metal cleats on your feet. So yeah, you could drown.
Okay, God forbid, dude, I like traction.
That's got to be. They do those Darwin Awards for like the worst deaths of the year every year.
I've never heard of
it. It's like, for the dumbest deaths. They give out the Darwin Awards.
Yeah.
There has to have been one. A guy drowned in his own waterbed.
Yeah. No, I get the Darwin because it's like fucking
evolution.
Charles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was like, wait, are you getting at something
else? I'm sorry, I like science, bro.
I was like, wait, was there a different meaning I didn't get?
Oh, we were both looking at each other like we're idiots, and we both thought the other person knew more. Yeah, yeah, okay. That's a cute moment of the
time. Yeah, it'll be like somebody trying to get a refrigerator in a second story window and then tries to catch it when it breaks loose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Darwin Awards.
That's like the old shit. Remember,
I wouldn't mind going out on a Darwin Award. Who gives a shit? You're dead.
Yeah.
It's better than being like, no, I had a heart attack.
Dude, imagine being the guy who's alive and smart versus the guy who was absorbed into the universe. Like, oh, sorry, I'm a star now. I'm a literal gassish star.
True.
You dorks.
But what if it's like you also just become a star and you get there and the other stars are like, yo, this is the asshole that fell into a puddle and drowned.
Yeah, the stars suck, dude. They're all just GameStop managers.
Stars are just bros. Yeah. They're just bullies.
They're like, actually, you really shouldn't die like that. And it's like, shut up, Pluto.
You know, Final Fantasy VII, some say, is better than 12.
Okay, we're going to explode a solar system later today. That was the worst bit we've done in the entire podcast. What if we died and became stars? And the stars sucked.
I think we're reaching a new plane of material.
I think we've entered a new...
Oh, you guys just want to hear giggles?
Yeah,
we're talking about becoming stars.
We've been knowing too much about science lately. I went to bed listening to the history of Germany last night. You think this is a game, John? Be honest. You think this is a fucking game, dude?
Who's reporting history of Germany? Is it the real history of Germany? Or are you listening to like, this is what should have been that? But
it was a two-part video.
Flawless German accent.
A two-part video where it was like part one was like 1400 to like 1890. And then the second part was like 1970 to 2022. There's not a big deal between.
You're like, wait, did I fall asleep and miss something? Did anything happen?
Nothing crazy. Just a little bit of
wait, you're falling. You fall asleep to history podcasts?
Yeah,
or history books on tape?
Yep. Yeah, I do, John.
Do you ever finish? I fall asleep every time I listen. Actually,
to
I shouldn't say I fell asleep out here on this porch to a book on tape. Like, that was the first relaxing night I had out here once I finished everything. I gotta say, top 10 nights of my life.
But do you ever get worried if you fell asleep out here? Somebody come in here and put their hands on you?
No. The one thing that is kind of scary is so because of we had a package stolen off our front porch before, we have special instruction on Amazon to deliver packages to the back step, which is right there. So there has been times where I'm working out here and on a call and all of a sudden there's just a dude standing right there bringing an Amazon package.
Yeah.
And usually they have headphones on too. They don't even care. Sometimes they'll say like, hey,
right.
And it's not like it's a mailman. Like it's the same guy every time.
Yeah.
It's just a guy.
True.
I don't like that we do that. I think I might switch it back to the front porch.
I would. And they got to get in and out. Cause
now, especially that we use back here. Cause actually some guy came in and it was one of the ones where they have to take a picture of it, whatever the item was that they were delivering. Because they don't always take a picture.
Yeah.
And he came in the screen door and put it on the couch.
Bold.
So I was out like running errands and I get a picture. It was kind of creepy. I get a picture of my own porch from a number I don't know. I was like, oh, I'm going to get murdered. Like, this is where they're like, also, we know where the bodies are. I'm like, wait, what? I'm in a movie now. And then I get here and it's just... I guess he did it because he didn't want it to get stolen. So, and I get why he did it, but at the same time, I was just like, oh, that guy was where I sleep sometimes.
It is creepy. Amazon starts sending out like fucking ransom letters with like cutouts from newspapers.
Dude, they're going to be sending out the...
We have your package.
Did you see the New York Police Department is using robot dogs now?
Really?
Yeah. That's cool. It might have been... I keep mentioning it, but again, listener, follow Naeem Ali if you just want the coolest stuff in his story. I think he posted a thing about the New York City police are using those Boston Scientific robot dogs to go into buildings now to like make sure it's safe before sending guys in.
Robot fucking.
So like SWAT team basically has a fucking
derunt our police dude. That's crazy. Robot dog. I would like to get a robot dog and then also talk like let him be a bad dog. Getting a robot dog that's like poorly like it's like he barks
how bad in. Do oh fuck. How bad do you think actual cop dogs feel now?
Well, I was going to say, like, the robot, you
they're
know.
They're just useless now.
Police dogs? There's dogs I've had that fucking didn't like black people for some reason. You ever haven't seen a dog like that for whatever reason? They're, like, internally racist?
Yeah, it's a long-running, you want a not cop? Even a bit, it's a long-running thing. It's like,
you want a cop robot dog? Yeah. You think that guy's going to be fair and just?
Yeah, it's like,
I'd be careful, pal.
Programmed by white nerds?
That guy's going
to... Actually, probably programmed by Asian nerds, and Asian people hate black people, too.
Oh, there it is, folks. The quote of the cast. The title. No, they are not... Look.
Rightfully so. They have bad beef with each other in cities.
Kobe beef.
Yeah.
But...
It's so funny, because it is, like... The Asian, the African-American population either really hate each other or really love each other.
Yeah.
There's not much in between.
Yeah, you're either Jeremy Lin or you're
fucking... You're either an anime black guy that wants to be Asian so bad.
Yeah.
Or you're an Asian teen that says the N-word.
Yeah, and they
in, like, I love rap kind of way.
Like, yeah, dude, my uncle's Costa Rican. It's like, still doesn't cap out. Still not doing it for you, dude.
Isn't there a Jeremy Lin documentary coming out? Or just came out?
Dude, Jeremy
about
Lin
Linsanity
is the man. I fucking love Jeremy.
Was it Crazy Rich Asians? I think he has a part in that.
Does he? Really?
They literally just were like, "All right, we're making a movie. Fire it up. Call up everyone that's Asian.
How many times can we cast Awkwafina in this?
Yeah,
who sucks, by the way.
What's her real? She still. That's gotta suck to go by like a goofy name.
Yeah,
but then you do start to get good at your job, and you gotta eventually be like. Like, I think we were saying before, Childish Gambino doesn't want to be that anymore.
Yeah.
He just wants everything he does to be under the umbrella of Donald Glover.
Yeah, I don't like that. You made your bed laying at the...
But it's like, if you are like a goofy Awkwafina YouTube rapper character.
Yeah.
But then, like, you do start getting serious roles, and it's like... It's just like, I'm trying... It's playing Anne Frank. Awkwafina. Most heartfelt story of all time.
The nominees are Meryl Streep, Margot Robbie, Awkwafina. Fuck.
Turns out that was just short for something.
The nominees are, I mean, it's happening. It's fucking Jamie Foxx, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ice Cube,
MLB Johnny.
That is hilarious when rappers become like decent actors and then they just have
to.
Well, because
for a long time it was guys that were just doing everything under their own name, like,
yeah.
Who'd you just say?
Ice Cube, dude.
Ice Cube. No, like, what's his name? Django. Can't think of his real name.
Jay Fox, dude.
Yeah,
the prodigal son.
Wasn't Jamie Fox? He said that's not his real name, and he picked it because people thought it was a girl.
Yeah,
and they were booking it just off the name because they needed. He was like, I was noticing like a lot of lineups needed. Women, so I changed my name to that because some people thought it was just a girl they were booking. This is like pre-internet.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
I'm going to change my stand-up name to Pussy Girl. I'm like, it's got to be a woman.
My name is Matt Women Peoples.
Matt the Girl.
Matt Peoples that happen to be women.
Hey, what's up? I'm Brian the Girl, everybody.
I'm Matt Women's. I used to work with a female doctor named Dr. Lady.
Is that real?
Yes. Swear to God, she was a surgeon. Actually, a very great surgeon.
Sure.
And I so bad. Have you ever heard the old, it was Jerry Lee Lewis, I think, would always do, they would go, Lady. It's like an old running bit.
Is that Bill Burr does the fucking thing of it?
Maybe Bill Burr does it, but yeah. I was like, so one time I was like, you're going to be offended, but can I please say Dr. Lady? And she's like, I like it. I was like, all
right,
go.
Oh, wow. She's like, you can step out of this fucking room right now.
Dr. Lady.
Dude, I get this.
You should. Your name should be. That's what names were.
Yeah.
Like, the name Smith was because people, their, like, ancestors were Smiths. They were blacksmiths.
Oh,
they were gunsmiths.
Yeah.
They were something.
White guy Native American stuff.
Your ancestors were just people.
Yeah, it's just literally just peoples, yeah. Well, it's always bad when you see that most of the...
It's so funny to think at Ellis Island, they were writing down, like, your real last name is probably, like, McIrish.
Yeah. No, I mean...
McDougal. Let's just say you're Matty McDougal's.
What if it was something beautiful?
Also, wait, Matt McDougal's a great comedy name.
Dominant comedy name.
Sorry, you're Matty McDougal's, mm-hmm. and they get there, and they're writing your name down, and then in the background, like, you know when, like, you're typing, you're writing a text out, and you hear a word,
yeah.
and then you type it by accident?
Uh-huh.
You're like, I didn't mean to say pineapples. I was trying to say, like, after school lunch or something. Like,
oh, you think there was no autocorrect?
So, like, someone was writing your name down, and across the room, someone was like, get these peoples out of here! And the guy was like, Meth Peoples. Yeah. It's your new name, McDougal.
Why are the people working at Ellis Island so foreign?
There Dude. Is Borat worked at.
Okay. I've been getting this. My email address is M Peoples Writes, like writes with a pen. Okay, dude. Yeah, that was sorry that up. I write stories and tales.
That was me throwing up. Sorry.
John, what the fucking shit was
I'd
that?
Love to know that you're writing, you do get really famous, but it's because you're writing really good fan fiction.
Oh, I'll write some great fan fiction, dude.
But you're writing fan fiction for like, you're writing NBA fan fiction.
Yeah, like it's sexual fan fiction. I was like, LeBron caresses Kareem's face. He kisses his neck and works his way down his long, dark frame.
Can you just start writing, that's your new, your rap name is NBA fan fiction.
From the moment Dwight Howard has sex with a 7th transsexual woman. That's his alleged. Yeah. Sorry about putting that curse much. And if you do, it's fine.
Hey.
But it's as M People's Rights, and I have to give my email when I make purchases at malls, because they go, give me your
email. Oh, that's your email for everything?
That's crazy that when
you don't
you
have
go
a profesh
make,
and a...
That is my profesh.
You don't just, like, when you're at the mall and you're trying get to get reward email. Points, you don't just say, like, StinkyMatt@gmail.com.
Yeah, I found out people do that. I have
way too many.
I just have one big fat email.
Also, stop just giving out your email on a podcast.
Well, I don't care. I mean, it's on my Instagram page, but I fucking people, when you make purchases, they go, give me your email now that you bought something. Give it to me now. We send you a receipt there.
I've just given in to that. I used to always be like, no, I'm good. And then they would keep doing it.
Yeah.
And now that's what I do. I have like a one that's just become, God forbid I don't have to get a new job, the one I have is like just a my name and a number.
Yeah.
And that's just like my throwaway email when I got to do something like sign up for rewards points or something. I still have it and I still check it, but that one is that. Yeah.
Well, this is the issue. It's M People's Rights with a pen. But I go to, I'll go and there'll be like a black dude or like a liberal looking girl, and I'll be like, it's M People's Rights, like the rights of people, and they'll be like, hey, fucking power to you, brother. And I'm like, oh, actually it's just that I write little stories.
No, not that one, not that one. I write giggles.
Yeah, I write hilarious little jokes.
How often does somebody say like, oh, you're a writer?
Never. They think never. I'm an activist at almost all junctures. They're like, this guy looks like it, this guy wearing
they're not even, they're actually just typing in fuckyou69@gmail.com. They don't care. They just have to do that.
The email pops up and it says,
I'm going to start giving your email.
By all means. Listener, I want to be involved in every
from now on,
program.
Let's do this. We should pick somebody, not tell them. And be like, from now on, to our listeners, if you ever get annoyed when you got to sign up for something, you have to give... Who should we make it?
I don't know. Let's ruin a marriage. Just sign them up for Bad Boy Things.
Just Bad Boy Things?
Ashley Madison or whatever the shit
Kings.
Was. Little Brendo.
Oh, can't do that. I can't ruin a marriage before it happens.
He was telling me about, I think he might do this as a bit, because we were talking about it, but like...
Let's spoil it.
Welcome to
bit spoilers.
Having to hide the ring.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was like, oh my God, you have to feel like that's what it'd be like if you were cheating. But you're doing the most beautiful thing you can do in a relationship.
Oh, everything, when I proposed, everything I did was just deception.
Right.
To ask the most important and... most heartfelt, trusting question of your life. Yeah, I had to lie to my wife. I sent her across the country.
I
flew out and surprised her. I had to tell her, this was when I was working and I had to go into operating rooms.
Yeah.
So I would like every once in a while just be like, hey, I'm going into a surgery. I'm not going to be able to be on my phone for like the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
So I just had to tell her. I was like, oh, I'm going to this really long surgery. It's going to be... And I had to like Google like flight to LA length.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be like 6.5-7 hours probably. Like, you probably can't get a hold of me.
That's a long fucking binky surgery.
Yeah. It was funny too, because it was, she went out there to see her new nephew and he was only a couple weeks old. So like after like 2-3 days, she was just sick of being there, because really there's nothing you can do when you have a 2 month old or a month old kid. You kind of just have to hang around the house.
Yeah.
So she wasn't like going out doing anything. So like before I was taken off, she was like, man, I'm just kind of bored. Like, we can't go out and do anything because of the baby. Like,
so you flew out to L.A.?
Yeah, I flew out to L.A. and surprised her. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty good plan.
West Coast
really
Johnny
well.
Proposed out there. Huh?
That's an MLB Johnny move.
That's MLB.
MLB Johnny shined there. But yeah, I had to like lie and be like, all right, I'm going to bed. Meanwhile, I was like 4 miles away from her in a hotel.
Yeah. Holy
that
shit.
That she then stayed with me. Like the day I proposed, she stayed that night.
Yeah.
But the night before, I actually met up with my now brother-in-law, and went out and got drinks. He had to lie too. He was just like, I'm going to he works in the music industry.
He's like, I'm going to a surgery.
He basically had to, I'm going to be gone for the next 8 hours. It's the same exact one John's in.
She's like, what?
But he had to go, Like, it, I think that this whole premise is in one of the Paul Rudd movies. Like, this is, or this is 40 or Knocked Up.
Yeah.
It's, oh yeah, it's, he says he's in the valley seeing a band, so he doesn't get good reception, and he's really just at a fantasy baseball draft. And they show up there, and he's like, she's like, this is what you're doing? And he's like, yeah, I'm up. I got pools. Like, it's amazing.
Okay.
He basically had to do that, and me and him just went to a local bar, got drunk, and I just crashed back at the hotel again.
What a wild circus. I did not know all this kind of fucking spontaneity.
It was fun.
Scandinavia?
That was back when I had the money to do stuff like that, too.
Yeah, houses, huh?
No, I had a better job.
Oh, true.
But it was like a more time-demanding and stressful job.
Now you're just a full-time comedian, and you just got a fucking...
Full-time comedian, stay-at-home dad.
Pull yourself up by the bootstraps.
Aspiring rapper now, MLB Johnny.
Yeah, you gotta get your fucking
kids
up.
That track called Stealing Third. It's coming out on SoundCloud next month.
Yeah, I will refuse to listen, dude. I don't support that crap.
All of my rap songs are just named after lame stuff, like Intentional Walk in baseball. Like, yeah. Infield Fly Rule. That's actually one of my B-sides, if you will. The Infield Fly Rule.
I never knew what B-side meant on an album. Am I the greatest fool you know for that?
Well, there was an A-side of an album and a B-side when it was vinyl. So the A side was all the stuff that played radio and was like the hits that they wanted you to have. Like, and then the B side was all the other stuff.
Gay.
Yeah. But now, but then B sides ended up being like the cooler stuff. Cause it was like everybody, like everyone knew the Beatles A sides because it played on the radio. But if you had the record, you knew about stuff that people that didn't have the record,
listening to. All right. Makes a little more sense.
In the age of now, the fact that people still use it now is just bullshit.
Yeah, it's annoying. All right, that's corny. I feel better.
I'm pretty sure what I just said was right. I might have just confidently lied.
Well, speaking of things, I don't know how much time we have.
Yeah, a couple minutes.
I'll throw this in there, dude. I went and saw the film Barbarian.
It's incredible.
Well, John, you might want to tuck yourself back.
Really?
That movie. And I'm a big, like I've told you many times, I'm a big film pussy.
You've seen upwards of 5 movies all the way through.
No, I know I do the thing. I do actually care about film and how
things
are done.
I was hoping you were
going
to be like, that movie, incredible beginning, and I haven't Googled the ending yet.
Well, it's funny you say that. I kind of shitted myself. I only do that with TV series for the most part.
Okay.
Movies I actually watch.
Yeah,
TV
you do.
Series.
You even own an A24 shirt, so you know movies.
That's in TV shows. I do have my cool little trick.
If you're
trick.
Buying a production company merch, you're into movies or you're a loser.
And then I do
Which
my
one
real,
are you?
Both. I do a cool little trick about my TV shows, but for my movies, I'm very serious. Dude, first 30 minutes, I went and saw it with Zach and my lady, and I looked at them and I was like, this is going to be the greatest horror movie I've ever seen. It was that good the first 30 minutes. And then the last hour and 15 I watched and I was like, this is one of the more comically awful movies I've ever seen in my life. Now the reason for that is they do a horror comedy. You ever seen like horror comedies?
Do you know who directed this movie? It's the guy from The Whitest Kid You Know.
He's way in over his head.
Well, it was supposed, I think it's like, if you knew it going into that, Did you know going in that it was one of the Whitest Kids You Know guys?
No, but it wouldn't have changed. Like, directors I'm not as attached to as most people are. Nah, I just, like, make a good movie. Do your thing. Dude, it was just, like, crazy. I don't know if you were going to see it. There's some, Bill Skarsgård is the main guy.
He's it, right? Is that the
he's
it,
it
guy?
He's, like, you think he's the main
he's
character?
He's Pennywise, sorry.
I feel like I'm having deja vu majorly right now, but he dies the first 30 minutes into the movie.
I actually do like that when they kill somebody off where you're like, yo, you had to pay that guy so much money
so
and you
much.
Killed him off.
But it's also funny
4 minutes
like,
in. It's like when, like I said before, it's when John Hamm's in something for 3 minutes and you're like, he made more than most of the people in this movie probably.
Yeah.
Like for his ass.
And they probably, but the funny part is you also think about like, what if they like kept fucking stuff up and they just had to cut the budget and they're like, we have to get rid of Bill. We can't afford Bill anymore.
I got to get rid of that guy that can do that really creepy face on command. He's going to haunt my nightmares.
And his face wasn't even that creepy in this. They were paying for a regular old white. And then
did you ever see that video?
Well, it's funny because he dies, and then as soon as he dies, they introduce Justin Long, which is the funniest. Like, we ran out of money for Bill. We had to get Jay Long, dude.
Justin Long is a good Bill Skarsgård replacement.
Yeah, he's the B team. He's the B side.
Incredible. And that's Justin, I know you're listening. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I didn't mean
Jay.
Any disrespect.
Sorry, Jiggity.
So he's one of those ones where we were talking about earlier. I'm done apologizing for like things that I enjoy.
It's true.
Justin Long's like one of those kind of guys where like people would just shit on him, but it's like accepted. It's just an incredible movie.
No, of course. But it's a funny that it's a
things don't have to be incredible art. They can we I don't know if we talked about it. I just last Friday or two Fridays ago, we just watched a Scary Movie. We just sat down.
Yeah.
We were a little tuned up and we watched Scary Movie, and it's still just one of the funniest movies of all time.
Of course. Like, and dude, I mean, you know, you probably could tell this. I had that on VCR when I was maybe 6-7 years old, and I experimented with my body to the Carmen Electra scene.
No, the opening scene.
That's exactly right.
It was funny to watch that. Like, I knew it was burned into my head of like when all of the sexual scenes were coming up, because as a teen when I was watching that, you were like, I need to remember this.
Yeah, you better remember this.
And I was looking over, and like my wife having. She had no anticipation of like knowing what was about to happen. Like, yeah. She didn't know that it was about to be the random scene where they pan across the room and there's a topless girl.
Sure.
But the I was fully scene. Aware.
I was counting down the minutes.
I was like planning my like.
Minute 47.
Hey, what's that seconds. Over there? So, like, she didn't see it, so it wasn't awkward.
Yeah.
Like, you have to do like when your parents are watching like a bad movie with you.
She looks over there, and then you do one of those like 80s ending things where you jump in the air and
yeah, just freeze.
Hey. But yeah, that movie sucked beans and balls, and I.
So you, overall, you didn't like it.
No, I'm telling you, the first really good. 30 minutes were so good, and then it goes into too much. Like, it just horror comedies are movies that really have to think. You think they'd be like, oh, we're not taking ourselves seriously. They actually.
Would
think
you?
They're
what other
than
horror
you.
Comedies would you compare it to? Like,
there's one movie I can't remember the name of it, but it was a horror comedy. And then like,
I've always stayed away from horror because I'm a pussy, but I'm starting to. Some of the like really psychological shit that's come out in the past couple years, like. What was the one?
Hereditary is the
yes, Hereditary,
greatest movie horror movie. Of
Hereditary
all time.
Really fucked me up. Payman yeah. and all that shit,
dude. That shit. Really,
that
hail
that
him.
Fucked me up. Now that we said it, if I fall asleep out here, I'll have a nightmare about it.
Hail him. You must accept him. Look to the northwest, dude. That's how you summon him.
No, oh, I don't like it because it's like an eerie. Tonight's actually the perfect eerie evening for that. Yeah. Where like you would look out in my. Perfectly lit backyard. Wow. Can we discuss the illumination?
Yep.
And you would just see a person floating.
You would just see the grandmother us? in the nightgown, and then she's just staring at you with a smile, dude.
I don't like it. I don't You're like it. Done-zo. I don't like it.
Dude, Payman, he was a fucking, he's one of the
I'm
fallen
angels.
I'm going
to have to run up my stairs tonight now.
Sure.
Oh, I hate
unless,
this.
John, unless you hail him.
True. No, you know what? I'm leaning in.
He's the demon of greed. Do you want plentiful life or not? It's up to you. Your call.
I do want a bountiful future.
You MLB Johnny sure would love a
MLB Johnny. You know what, that's all, that's my new thing. That's where MLB Johnny comes in. When I'm about to get scared of the dark, MLB Johnny's not scared of the dark.
No, he's not.
Kidding me? He plays night games all the time.
And then Payman goes, are you sure? And you go,
I get to put out an album called Doubleheader. It means I gotta write a lot of songs. It's gonna be a two discer,
a 24 disc.
It's gonna be an
track.
A side, a B side, a C side, and a D side. It's gonna
sure.
be a two album,
yeah, and one C
two
section.
Album vinyl.
Yeah,
I'm putting all my stuff out in just cassette. I actually know bands that started doing that again. You're like, you don't have to.
It's too far. You're too.
And then
fucking...
I gotta go find a tape player.
Sure.
Fuck you.
And so does everybody who buys your fucking dumb cassette. It's like, all right.
Most of them already have it because they have like a weird vintage thing that.
Yeah, that makes
it's me... a tube amp. It sounds better coming out of this.
Yeah, shut up or I'll
don't...
kiss you,
guys. Stop going down the lane of like cool speakers mm-hmm. and cool. I have a cheap record player.
Yeah.
Plays tunes. I also have YouTube on my TV.
Yeah.
As good as your vinyl sounds, I'm still just going to put Shake It Off on my YouTube, my television, and me and my daughter are just going to boogie around the living room.
You can only get your sister, who likes Twilight a lot, a record player one Christmas. You can only do it once.
Did you get her Twilight on
yeah,
vinyl?
I think so.
It's the movie on vinyl. It's just all the audio from the movie. Dude, that's ultimate shitty hipster. You're like, oh, you watch movies? Watch movies? I only listen to them on vinyl. Oh, the soundtrack? No.
No.
All of the audio.
No.
Actually, it even has some of the stage direction in there.
I laugh in your face when you say soundtrack.
It's not even the audio. It's someone reading the stage direction.
Yeah.
We open on an empty field.
It's bootleg.
A child standing, holding one flower.
It's bootleg. You can hear people opening Sour Patch in the theater while it happens. That's for darn tootin' tootin'.
If you want to go down that lane, we're gonna do it. We're late enough in the episode.
I'll kill.
There's
man.
Even like in the middle of it. There's a black lady talking too loud on her phone, three rows back.
No,
in
the
audio.
Twilight. The twilight. Yeah. What the? Yep. Oh.
T apostrophe Twilight.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We've officially hit the wall.
All right. Kiss.
We're officially, we've been just engulfed by the...
Yeah, dude, my liquid diesel is worn
off. This is one of those things, too. Do you ever, when you're sitting in a dimmer room, in the beginning, I was like, this is going to be too dim. And yeah. Now it's like I've fully adjusted my my iris has opened up enough.
Yeah.
Now it's like perfect lighting.
Yeah, it's because...
Perfect white end an episode.
You would have seen it earlier, but black guys have bigger cones.
True.
Shout bigger
cones. I think the episode's going to have to be rods and cones.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Now I got it. Now this is what sucks about doing the album art is I have to Google black eye doctor.
This is giving it
my Google search is so weird for doing the artwork for this. It's
yeah,
like
it's gotta be
two
fucking
shirtless guys, not gay, but not totally straight.
Yeah, the Chinese government is like, what is up with this guy?
My FBI agent is just like, I don't know, man.
No, it's a Chinese. It's a CCP agent, dude.
No, my FBI agent is just putting in a file that just says another white guy in his 30s with a podcast.
True, fair.
That was probably, if you had to sum up who we are in an FBI file, it's just white guys that think they're funny.
And also, I'm in my 30s just for the hell of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's you are.
Damn.
You are, though. What do you got coming up, you absolute 30-year-old?
Wouldn't you like to know, you also guy? Well, I just got a text from old Peggy O'Leary during the podcast, so I'll be hosting at Slanton Media. Oh, fuck, I was just in media
Slanche,
the other day.
Get it right, you're Irish.
Slanche. I was just in media. Media sick.
Great downtown.
I was just there on...
Great show. That's a really fun show.
That's where the Pumpkin
Patch
was. So,
oh, nice.
I'll be
Ooh,
back.
Yeah. Oh, so, you media is a good fall town too.
Yeah, it was sick.
Hit a little walk down Main Street.
Bring the dame and say, yeah. Look at all those. Look at what comedy's brought
When's
me.
When's that?
The 21st. So we'll
do
that.
October.
October 5th, we'll be at South House doing the James Moss's showcase. Spark Tabor, One Philly's Funniest. Heard of him? He's going to be headlining it.
Yeah.
Then I'll be doing Hijinks Comedy October 8th, and then October 15th is something. So yeah, I guess you can come check that crap out.
I got this Thursday, so probably the day that this eventually comes out because I've been slacking. What's it called? The Nightcap Show at Helium, 10 o'clock.
Let's go.
People that have been messaging me and saying, hey, I saw you posted a thing from Helium. Are you doing Helium? I am doing Helium this Thursday.
Doing it.
Come out. Bring friends.
Fucking
have fun.
It.
It's a very fun show.
Yeah.
We didn't even talk about it. We can talk about it next episode. This Saturday, you can catch me doing stand-up at a wedding.
Oh, we didn't? Yeah, that's crazy.
We didn't even talk about that. So that'll be next episode. That'll be fun to talk about. Doing a wedding. And then next month, I got... tag team champions with one half of the Hunk Yard, former guest, hosts this show called Tag Team Champions up in North Jersey. I think I'll be going up against the other half of the Hunk Yard. So the Shawns, I'll be hanging with the Shawns. And at some point next month, I have the second round of Comedy Fight Club's Big Dog Tournament. It's going to be at a different venue. And Comedy on the Crick on October 28th. I'll be back there.
Oh, yeah. We have a... Did you said the roast of...
Yeah, we're going to be in a roast battle tournament in Harrisburg, too. We're going back out to the motherland.
Oh, and I need to promote this, too. I think it is October 20th. I'll be doing Naked Brewing Company. I used to host a Quizzo night, and now I'm doing a showcase that Sony's running.
Idiot, ain't no fun, no, but ain't no fun, but not a little bit of handsome.